Electromatic Radio.
Hey, kid, we on the air?
Ray! Let me
what
in!
The?
For the love of God, let me in! Ray! Open it, open it, open it, open it, open it! Close it, close it, close it, close it, close it, close it, close it!
Matt?
Shh, quiet!
You're starting to freak me out, Matt.
What? Am I? Oh, sorry, Gray. So, how's everything with you?
I'm fine.
Really? That's wonderful, Gray. I'm very, very, extremely, terribly, horribly happy for you.
Matt, why are you pressing your ear to the door like that?
Do I have to have a reason? Of course not. I'm doing it because I want to. Just like beating on your door in a blind panic, pleading to be let in. Again, it's just because I want to. I'm like that, you know? Unpredictable. Wacky. What'll Matt do next, you wonder? Who knows? I don't even know. I may, for instance, suddenly use a pocket genetograph to get some readings from around this doorway. Well, would you look at that? That's exactly what I'm doing. I must be absolutely bonkers.
Huh. If you don't mind my asking, are we on the air? What the hell are you crying for?
I was just thinking about how sad it would be if that were the last time you ever asked me that.
Well, believe me, it ain't gonna be the last time. Are we on the air?
Gray, I'll miss your easily provoked violence and unbridled honest rage. You know, when the time comes...
All right, kid. I want answers. Now!
Answers? Okay, well, here's a hypothetical question. How would you feel if, say, considering that today is Thanksgiving, I got to thinking about the plight of domestic turkeys?
Turkey.
Domestic turkeys. And let's say that I got all worked up over how domestic turkeys are like barnyard bivalves. You know, you can just come along, pick them up off the ground, take a big bite out of them. You know, there's no sport in eating an animal like that. It's just too damn easy. It's unsporting!
Unsporting.
Unsporting! So, let's say I got all worked up over that idea, and let's say that I decided to use the station's reactor's radiation sump to engage in a little bit of creative genetic tinkering with a domestic turkey that I bought down at Abner's feed store to reestablish the natural defensive traits that have been bred out of them so as to put the whole turkey-eating process on a more even playing field.
Shall we say that?
Yes, and let's also say that it worked.
Okay, let's.
Too well.
What's that?
Resulting in what would be described in scientific circles as, a devil bird.
What the hell's that?
Equipped with a number of rather innovative preemptive defensive features, including razor-sharp talons, rows of needle-sharp teeth, 15-foot tentacles,
oh my
poisonous
God!
Spines, the ability to shoot streams of acid from its nostrils,
what have you done,
and yet
you
which
maniac?
Is still absolutely moist, delicious, and extremely low in fat when cooked, and which, with a body weight of 476 pounds, should serve about 100.
It's trying to claw its way through!
Although, as it has a top running speed of 86 miles per hour, along with all of the aforementioned defensive features, the chances of one actually being able to kill and eat it are pretty remote.
Help me barricade this door!
Anyway, given my hypothetical situation, what do you think your response would be?
I'll gouge your eyes out!
Oh, well, in that case, don't worry about it. So, how's your day been so far?
What the? It stopped! Did it give up? Is it gone?
I'm not sure. You see, complete and total unpredictability is another defensive trait I brought out in the turkey.
You mean it could still be out there trying to lull us into a sense of false security?
Maybe.
Oh, thanks, Matt.
Hey, listen.
What?
He's walking away. Listen. I think he's gone.
You sure?
Yeah, let's get out of the building while we have the chance.
Okay.
Hold on, let me check and see if the coast is clear.
Is it?
Yeah, looks good to me. Let's...
So, total unpredictability.
Yep.
Killer turkey with tentacles and razor-sharp teeth.
Pretty much.
Me more or less stuck here well past the time the bars close, and that's if I don't get eaten by a giant turkey.
That would be my guess.
Kid, you better hope the devil bird gets you before I do.
What do you want?
Information.
You won't get it.
By hook or by crook, we will.
Whose side are you on?
That would be telling.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I'm not a number. I'm a free man.
My life is my own.
I don't know how much more of this I can stand, Matt. The devil bird claws and slobbers at the door for 10 minutes, goes away for 3, comes back and claws and slobbers for another 10, goes away for 3, comes back, goes away. It's driving me nuts!
I think it's taking bathroom breaks.
Oh yeah?
Turkeys have very small bladders.
Well, it's starting to piss me the hell off.
Just be grateful it can't get through the steel door.
Well, at the moment, neither can we.
Matt, what help me.
Who the hell's that?
Help me, Matt. Matt, help me. This is Franklin, your best friend from the fifth grade. I've got my leg caught between some rocks out here. Come and help me.
Oh, I get it. The devil bird is reading our minds and is trying to lure us out into the corridor by mimicking the voices of the people we know and love.
Oh, right. Does your friend Franklin actually sound like that?
Not really. He had kind of a nasally adenoidal voice.
Like this? Matt, help me, Matt.
Not quite. More nasally.
Kind of like this?
Higher.
This? Matt, help me, Matt.
And he had a bit of a southern twang.
Like this? Matt, help me, Matt.
Thicker.
Help me, Matt. Matt.
Oh my God, my best friend Franklin from the fifth grade is in trouble out there. I gotta go help him.
Get back onto this desk, you idiot. That's the devil bird talking.
Oh, yeah, right.
Gray, help me, Gray. Gray, help me.
Who is it?
Gray, help me, Gray.
Come on, who is it?
Gray, help me, Gray.
I got the devil bird stumped.
How?
Because there ain't a human being alive I'd risk my own neck to save.
That's kind of sad, Gray.
Yeah, well, what of it? Hey, devil bird, you heard me? Your trick ain't gonna work on me. Gray Grimwald sticks his neck out for nobody.
Help me, Gray. Help me. This is Gray Grimwald out here. I've got my leg stuck in a bear trap. Come on out into the corridor and save me!
Oh my God! I'm trapped out there with a bear trap on my leg! I gotta go and save me! I'm too young and good-looking to die like that!
Gray, get back here! It's just the devil bird, remember?
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Matt! Gray! It's me, Paris Hilton, out here in the corridor! Come on out and I'll give you both hot oil rubs!
Paris Hilton? Hot oil rubs? Come on, kid, let's go!
Nah, she's not really my type, you know?
Not your type?
Not really, she looks like a weasel. She's just all... Bleh.
Matt, Gray, come on out! It's me, Dawn French! How does mint chocolate Haagen-Dazs and a foot massage sound?
Oh, wow, it's Dawn French. Come on, Gray.
Sorry, kid. I like him on the skinny side. You know, like Paris. That's all I'm saying.
You are such a fat foe.
Anyway, ain't Dawn French married?
Oh, yeah, to that guy who's in that sitcom. What is it, Chef?
Yeah.
Oh, is there any woman you would both come out here for?
I don't know. Let's think about this. I mean, what about...
No. I mean,
it's not...
I liked her thing, you know, with the...
Yeah, but, you know.
That, well?
Yeah, okay, all right. Doesn't that sound about right?
Okay. Yeah, we're going to say Kirstie Alley before and after Weight Watchers.
You know, I'm really going to enjoy ripping your entrails out.
I wouldn't do that. After all, I'm the only one who knows where the world's only female devil bird is.
You're making that up.
Nuh-uh. I created her real quick just after I created you. In fact, she's in here with me right now.
Prove it!
Gray, do the voice.
What kind of voice?
I don't know. Just come up with something.
All right. Matt ain't kidding, big boy. I'm right in here. You bet.
That's good. Maybe you two would like to get acquainted.
Would I? Hot dog.
What the hell are you doing, kid?
Stand over here next to the door. When I let the devil bird in to look for his chick, duck out into the hallway and we'll lock him in here.
Oh, I get it. Okay, I sure would like to get acquainted with that manly chunk of slobbering tryptophan out there in the corridor. You bet!
Oh, boy!
I think that's a great idea, Esmeralda. Why don't I unlock the door so you two can get to know each other intimately?
You go ahead and do that! There's nothing I'd like better!
All right, then. Here you go.
Want some sugar, baby? Hey! Where the hell is she?
Come on, Gray!
What the...
Oh, jeez.
Hey, kid, what are you doing? Let go of the doorknob. Lock it and let's get out of here.
Slight problem here, Gray. Turns out that this door doesn't have a lock on the outside.
What the hell do we do now?
Fortunately, I had the foresight to come up with a pair of contingency plans in case my master plan failed.
Yeah, what are they?
Contingency plan A? Run like hell.
And plan B?
Is not quite as attractive as plan A.
What is it?
Get eaten.
I prefer plan A.
Me too. Run!
Can't you see? She don't want you around no more. Can't you see that her hand's pointing at the door? Feet don't feel me now. How could
feet don't fail me now. How could anyone stay? Anyone could see it's time to go away.
Time to take a powder. Open up your eyes.
But it feels like my legs have been paralyzed.
Feet don't fail me now. Begging, please don't make a fool of me. Feet don't fail me now. Please don't keep me where I should.
Now
Jeez, what was that?
It was just the broadcast alarm, Gray.
Oh, perfect. Just in time for the listeners to hear us get eaten alive by a giant mutant turkey.
Oh, don't be so pessimistic, Gray. This is the perfect trap for the devil bird. It's elegant in its simplicity. We wait at the end of this hallway. The devil bird comes at us from the other end and steps right into the middle of a substatic acceleration field that I trigger with a remote. It has every chance of working.
Does it?
Yes. Of course, by the same token, it has every chance of failing, too.
This is no time for honesty, kid.
Oh, well then, there's no possible way this can fail.
That's more like it.
Anyway, this isn't the first time I've converted a hallway into a nuclear-powered substatic accelerator.
No?
No, my aunt paid me to install one in a hallway of her home in Summerdale.
Why?
You know, I never thought to ask that.
You about done, Matt? I think I hear it.
Just about. Say, you know, this was supposed to be our Thanksgiving special, and I don't think we've mentioned Thanksgiving more than a couple of times.
So, we got more important things to worry about right now.
I'm just saying, maybe we should pull this back on track since the show's about over.
Matt, I think it's coming.
So, what are you thankful for, Gray?
I don't know. Socks.
Socks?
Yeah, Matt.
Well, that's great, Gray. I suppose the thing I'm thankful for is the coil of 8-gauge poly-laminated rhodium cabling that I'm making the grid for the substatic accelerator out of.
Matt!
I'm also thankful for lemony freshness.
It's coming!
Just in time. Gray, get down behind the candy machine, close your eyes, and stick your fingers in your ears.
I'm assuming you're telling me to do that for a reason.
Yes. If by some long shot this doesn't work, it'd probably be for the best that you didn't see the devil bird eating you.
And the fingers in my ears?
It'd also be for the best if you didn't have to hear your agonized screams.
You don't inspire confidence, kid.
Hey, devil bird! Over here! You want a piece of me? Huh? Well, come get some!
That's it. Right down the hallway. Come on! You're almost there! What the? He vanished! What? Oh, drat! The unpredictability factor. Jeez, that means he could have gone anywhere. The Australian outback, all Britain's cafeteria, Saturn. Then again, being unpredictable, that's exactly what he'd want me to think. And he's actually still here, waiting to pounce. But on the other hand, were that the case, and I've successfully determined his behavior in this instance, that would prove that his behavior is actually predictable. And since it isn't, the scenario I've outlined is an impossibility, meaning that I'm safe. Whew, well, that's a load off. He's behind us! Gray, get your fingers out of your ears! Get your fingers out of your ears!
How the hell did it get over here?
Don't ask me, just run!
Where? Back through the trap?
Yes, come on!
This was not in my job description!
Hurry, he's right behind us!
I know it!
We've made it! Duck for cover, I'm setting off the accelerator!
Did it work? Is it dead? What is that delicious smell?
Cooked perfectly. Here, take a plate.
I can't do that. Hey, slice me off a piece of that, would you?
Sure thing.
Oh my God! It's delicious!
I told you it would be.
This is excellent. You wouldn't happen to have any sides handy, would you?
Sides? Oh, snap. I totally forgot.
That's all right. We got enough roast devil bird here to last us a month. We can always cook something up later.
No, I mean, I forgot that I did prepare a side.
Oh, yeah? Hey, what's that sound?
In fact, I prepared it at the same time I was creating the devil bird.
Do you hear that?
Down in the reactor.
What the hell's that? There's something oozing from under that door.
Oh, my God. It's the mutant cranberry sauce.
Electromatic Radio is an Aaron Nethery production. Please visit electromatic.blogspot.com for playlists. Thank you for listening.